Book 12, Epilogue, Section 2. Now the dusk, shadowy trees stood close around, like dreaming spirits and delaying night. The gray-eyed pensive evening heard their steps, and from all points the cries and movements came of the four-footed wanderers of the night approaching. Then a human rumor rose, long alien to their solitary days, invading the charmed wilderness of leaves, once sacred to secluded loneliness, with violent breaking of its virgin sleep. Through the screened dusk, it deepened still, and there neared floating of many voices and the sound of many feet, till on their sight broke in, as if a colored wave upon the eye, the brilliant, strenuous, crowded days of man. Topped by a flaring multitude of lights, a great resplendent company arrived. Life in its ordered tumult wavering came, bringing its stream of unknown faces, thronged with gold-fringed headdresses, gold-broidered robes, glittering of ornaments, fluttering of hems. Hundreds of hands parted the forest boughs. Hundreds of eyes searched the entangled glades. Calm, white-clad priests, their grave-eyed sweetness brought. Strong warriors in their glorious armor shone. The proud hooved steeds came trampling through the wood. In front, King Dyumatsena walked, no more blind, faltering-limbed, but his far-questing eyes restored to all their confidence in light, took seeingly this imaged outer world. Firmly he trod with monarch step the soil. By him, that queen and mother's anxious face came changed from its habitual burdened look, which in its drooping strength of tired toil had borne the fallen life of those she loved. Her patient paleness wore a pensive glow, like evening's subdued gaze of gathered light departing, which foresees sunrise her child. Sinking in quiet splendors of her sky, she lives a while to muse upon that hope. The brilliance of her rich receding gleam, a thoughtful prophecy of lyric dawn. Her eyes were first to find her children's forms. But at the vision of the beautiful twain, the air awoke, perturbed with scaling cries, and the swift parents, hurrying to their child, their cause of life, now who had given him breath, possessed him with their arms. Then tenderly cried Dyumatsena, chiding Satyavan. The fortunate gods have looked on me today, a kingdom seeking came and heaven's rays. But where wast thou? Thou hast tormented gladness with fear's dull shadow. O my child, my life, what danger kept thee for the darkening woods? Or how could pleasure in a ways forget that useless orbs without thee are my eyes, which only for thy sake rejoice at light? Not like thyself was this done, Savitri, who ledst not back thy husband to our arms, knowing with him beside me only is taste in food, and for his touch, evening and morn, I live content with my remaining days. But Satyavan replied with smiling lips, lay all on her. She is the cause of all. With her enchantments, she has twined me round. Behold, at noon, leaving this house of clay, I wandered in far-off eternities, yet still a captive in her golden hands. I tread your little hillock called green earth, and in the moments of your transient sun, live glad among the busy works of men. Then all eyes turned their wandering looks where stood a deepening redder gold upon her cheeks, with lowered lids, the noble, lovely child, and one consenting thought moved every breast. What gleaming marvel of the earth or skies stands silently by human Satyavan to mark a brilliance in the dusk of eve? If this is she of whom the world has heard, wonder no more at any happy change. Each easy miracle of felicity, of her transmuting heart, the alchemy is. Then one spoke there who seemed a priest and sage. O woman soul, what light, what power revealed, working the rapid marvels of this day, opens for us by thee a happier age. Her lashes fluttering upwards, gathered in to a vision which had scanned immortal things, rejoicing human forms for their delight. They claimed for their deep childlike motherhood the life of all these souls to be her life. Then, falling, veiled the light. "Lo," she replied, "awaken to the meaning of my heart, that to feel love and oneness is to live, and this the magic of our golden change is all the truth I know or seek, O sage." Wondering at her and her two luminous words, westward they turned in the fast gathering night.